Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. What is it? It's Wednesday, January 19th, hump day. And although, I don't know, I don't feel like there's any rhyme or reason to these days. We're back into like the every day is a work day where you're working 12 hours. I know, because most people who are white collar workers are back home and it's crazy. And if you're like a frontline worker, I am sorry. These numbers are crazy. They're scary. And everyone, please just be careful. I really would hope that that's the best that we can do here. In our little sliver of the universe, if we can remove some of the anxiety you might feel about your money, we'd love to help you out. Just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, and click the contact button. That is what Steve did. Hello, Steve. Where are we talking to you from?
I am in Isanti, Minnesota.
Where? Where is that near?
It's near, it's north of Minneapolis.
All right. I said to Mark, I'm like, this sounds like a CCO kind of guy. And I figured it out. Okay. So what's going on? How can we help you out today, Steve?
I'm 59 years old, about to be 60, contemplating in the next 5 to 10 years retiring. Okay. And, you know, so I've got some people asking me to do certain things with my money or proposing to do certain things with my money that I'm unsure of.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more. Are you married or single?
Married. Two adult children.
How old are the adult children?
22 and 20.
Are they on their own? I mean, 20 is young. Are they still in college or what?
Yeah. One's still in college and one is at home and finding her way.
Oh, brother. So you got a lot of mouths to feed still. Yeah. Does your spouse work?
Yes, she does. She's a counselor. She owns her own clinic and does mental health counseling.
Oh, okay. Oof. She's probably very busy. Everyone needs that.
Yes.
How old is she?
54.
Okay. Tell me about how much you guys make together. What do you earn?
I earn probably $150 on good years and a little less than that on, you know, the bad years.
Okay. And what about her? She's self-employed. So how does she manage that? Does she draw a salary? Is she taking dividends? What's she up to?
She draws a salary and she's probably roughly half of that.
Okay. Do you both have retirement plans?
Yes, we do. She has a Roth and then I have a 401k, traditional 401k with my employer. And then some other funds that have come, you know, as the business was sold, I had other funds that stayed where they were or had to be transferred and didn't get into the 401k.
How much money's in the 401k right now?
It's fluctuating just above $1 million.
Okay, that's great. And that's all pre-tax money or is there some Roth money in there?
Well, there's starting to be some Roth money in there now, but it's just recently. So right now it's all pre-tax.
The other monies that you have invested, tell me more about that.
There's another qualified plan that's at about 340. And then my wife has a Roth that's about 150.
Any non-retirement assets? You know, I presume you have an emergency reserve fund, but anything that's invested not in a retirement plan?
Yeah, I have partial ownership in the company I work for that that has, you know, a value out there right now until I retire. It, you know, I can't touch it.
What do you think that's worth?
Oh, somewhere between 3 and 5.
100 or million?
100.
I wanted it to be million, man. I'm
so
sorry.
Hopefully it will be someday.
When you look at your income together, your 150 and the 75, is that enough to support you guys? Do you feel like, you know, life's pretty good on that money?
Yep. We're comfortable.
Okay. Are you maxing out your 401k? Are you putting in the max plus the catch-up contribution?
Yes, I am. I did last year and I plan to do it this year.
And your wife's maxing out her Roth, right?
She's starting to, yes.
Okay. All right. I understand. You got kids in college. Now, how are you paying for that? When you said you have one left at college, did you have money set aside or
we had money set aside and then we're paying some of the stuff as we go.
Okay, good. All right. That's fine. How much is your house worth?
Probably 400.
Is there a mortgage outstanding on it?
A small mortgage. We probably have about 5 or 6 years left.
Do you think, is this the house that you want to stay in for a while or do you think?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. That's good. So now tell us, what is it that's being pitched to you? So and did I capture everything else? I think so, right? Okay.
Yep.
So what do people want you to do?
So here's the pitch the main one. Take half of my 401k, and instead of having the employer plan manage it, have them, this outside firm, manage it.
They want you to do this while you're still working. How would they manage that?
At 59 and a half, I can take withdrawal.
Yeah.
So take, the minimum for them is 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So take 500,000, mm-hmm, and let them manage it.
And how much will they charge you for that favor?
Well, that's one thing they haven't been able to convince me or show me, that the fees would be commensurate with the return and versus what I can do within the.
How did these people get their claws into you?
I probably just seeked help or inquisitive over the internet, I would imagine. And of course, as soon as you ask one question, you get 10 people responding.
Do you have any idea? We don't have to keep the name of the company in, but is it part of a large organization or is it just?
Part of a large organization. You'd recognize the name.
Okay. So do you feel like you need help managing your money?
Not really. The funds have done, I'm only comparing what I see, that we use the empowerment tools, for my company. So when I look at that stuff, it gives you a comparison how you're doing versus your peers and how you're doing versus your goals. And, everything says I'm in line. That's why I'm hesitant to just, they haven't given me enough evidence to say, okay, let's take half of this and they'll do much better.
Yeah, I would not be interested in doing this right now. First of all, you're socking away money. And I presume once the kids are out of the house, which is obviously going to happen in the next couple of years, you'll have even better cash flow. You're kind of right on the precipice of having about $2 million that's saved in investments. Will you guys be entitled to any pensions?
No.
Okay. How much money do you think you need to live on?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. Right now, with the income we have, we're comfortable, and it's probably going to go down as we age, as far as the income. Now, what we need to, for our care is the trump card,
Well, what do you mean by that? I'm just asking you, what do you spend right now? Like, that's all yes, you're comfortable, but that money is taxed, you're putting money away. If you make 225 grand a year together, are you spending $10,000 a month right now, $12,000? That's the number one bit of business that I think you need to do, which is really get a hold of, get your arms around how much you really need to spend. In 5 years, the mortgage is, let's just go forward, right? Let's look ahead. In 5 years, the mortgage is gone. In 5 years, the kids are out. In 5 years, you're still working. You're still making good money and you're putting money away. And what I think you need to do is, number one, build up your non-retirement assets a little bit during this time. How much money is in your emergency reserve right now?
30.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like you to build that up. But if for some reason, if the company ownership is not worth $300,000 to $500,000, but is worth $1 million in 5 years, you might be able to call it quits. For every $1 million that you save, you can kind of do a rough back of the envelope calculation. It is rough. Then you could say, I could get 30 grand out of that. So if you think about it, if in 5 years, right, you're both, at 65-ish, right? And you say, okay, we've got Social Security. We've got, I'm going to just make the number up. We've got $3 or $4 million. And that covers our expenses, then you can actually retire and be very comfortable. If all of a sudden the ownership of the company is really only worth $100,000 for some weird, horrible reason, you're going to probably keep working. But I don't think that your issue has anything to do with your money management. What is the firm that is where the 401k currently lives?
It's through our company and empowerment.
So what are the investments inside of it?
They have these certain portfolios that, low risk, moderate risk, a little higher risk, and then the highest risk. And I'm not in the highest risk. Mm-hmm. I'm in the next one down.
And what's the cost of Empowerment retirement assets?
It's within our company. So I guess I don't know. I'd have to, we're a $200 million company with 300 employees and, we're all in that plan. And
okay, that's good, because I'll tell you why. When you have a huge company, they usually have very good cost structure. I'm sure the costs are actually lower than you're going to have with this outside investment firm. I don't see what they're going to do for you. I really don't.
Yeah. And I was not skeptical isn't the right word. I give everybody a fair chance, but I'm a prove it type person. So we can do better. We can do better. That's all I heard.
I don't like that as a pitch. You know what my pitch would be if I'm trying to get you as a client? Hey, Steve, you've got a great 401k plan. Just keep it in there. Keep it in there. Do what you're doing. Keep working hard. Would you like to hire us to do a financial plan? We'll do it one time only, and we'll just see if you're on track. Now you tell me what you want to do.
Yeah. And I have a second person that I met with that said that kind of the same thing. You know, I'm going to look at your whole portfolio, your whole being as far as how you, when you could retire, not right. just that portion of your money, you know, your healthcare, your all the situations, just kind of like we're doing today, which gave me a more comfort than just take half of your money and give it to me and let me do it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that when you're thinking about financial advice and financial professionals, if someone wants to manage your money, I'm highly skeptical. I mean, unless you really hate doing it, it's hard for me to pay up for that. If someone wants to do full-on financial planning, I would be happy to pay a fee for that. I would happy. And if they want to say, look, we're going to do financial planning for you. And what we'll do is actually, is part of our service and that financial planning is that we're happy to manage the money for you. Okay, that's one thing. But like, I can do better is not exactly a great pitch. So I think for you, it sounds to me a lot like you're doing a lot of this yourself. You got if Empowerment has the tools that you can keep playing with those tools and kind of work or through some of the planning, that's great. And if you want to hire a fee-only financial planner through the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors or NAPFA, or you want to talk to somebody about like a very distinct project. Hey, I'll pay you blank thousands of dollars to do a retirement plan module for me. Then I think that's fine. But you're really on track. So I don't see why you would do that. Look, maybe as you, and maybe while you're still working, you don't even need this. Maybe just keep on keeping on. You're not making big decisions here. The more you save, the better off it's going to be. The more you save, I would love, again, I want you to build up your non-retirement assets because even with that partial ownership of the company, there's too many questions around it. But I think if you're building up that non-retirement savings, that's great. And I also think that if you start to really think like, oh my God, I hate working and I really want someone to do full-on financial planning, then great, pay them to do the financial plan. But otherwise, I wouldn't do this if I were you.
So the breakdown on that asset allocation is 36% in large cap funds, 25% in bond funds, 19% international funds, 9% mid-cap funds, 7% small-cap funds, and 4% in specialty.
You know what? This is what I would say. You got a lot of risk on the table, and you're 59 years old. This is me. If you're totally fine with that risk, great. Just know that, like, how would you feel if we had a full-on bear market this year? If you saw your $1 million go to 750 this year, would you freak out or would you be okay?
Well, I wouldn't. I don't know if freak out is the right word. I'd be, concerned.
If that's the case, you may want to switch down one level into the next level of portfolio that they're managing. That may be worth it for you just to have a little peace of mind, because maybe you say like, I got $1 million. I really don't want to go to 750, but I got $1 million. I could go to 850. Like 850 would be okay, because I knew I could get it back. But if you're, it's a funny thing. People always say, oh, you don't take risk as you get older. Yes, of course, you don't want that money to go down in value at all. But if you're willing to wait, or if you were willing to say, hey, if it went down at the wrong time, I'd just keep working. Great. But if you're the kind of person where it's going to really bug you, I might just pop down one risk level in the portfolios that are offered to you. And that could solve a lot of your problems.
I did make a note back in the 2019 to look at shifting the dollars in 2020. Now, I never did. But here we are, a year, 2 years past that.
And the market soared, by the way. So let's not be piggish about it.
Yeah, right.
Right? Do you have wills and powers of attorney and healthcare proxies for you and your wife?
No, that's one area I have to get cleaned up.
Come on now.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Spend your money on a nice estate planning attorney or literally go look for it online. You know, you can go to policygenius.com. They do estate planning online, but you've got a bunch of money. You also have ownership in this company. I think you should actually get an attorney. I really do. And I think that far be it for me to start like thinking about how you want to treat that partial ownership of the company, but because it's not a liquid asset right now, it needs to be addressed. And you need an attorney to do that. And that is a much better way to spend money than on someone who's going to take half the 401k for 1% or whatever they're going to charge you. And they're not going to do any better than you.
That confirms my thoughts.
All right. You got your marching orders. We're very happy that you joined us. And thank you for putting up with our little gremlins and our technology issues. So go find yourself an attorney. Thank you so much. And if anyone out there is listening and someone's making a pitch to you, some sort of idea around, you know, well, give us your money and we'll do this or we'll do that. And you want to just like run it by us, give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact button. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter and, you know, make us very happy. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our sister broadcast. It's called Eye on Money. You can do that on our website and it's very easy to do so. So, you know, and pass it along. We still want to grow the audience. Come on, we're out there. We're ready to rock and roll. Do me a favor. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. I'm keeping my social distance these days, Mark, and double masked as well with my N95 and another mask on top of it. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.